Hey, CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 5. I'm sure that if you've ever tried to get ahead in life, you've already discovered that it's not that easy. There's always someone or something opposing you. It kind of reminds me of sumo wrestling. I'm no fan of wrestling, but I must admit that sumo wrestling intrigues me. To see a couple of 300 plus pound men dressed in what looks like diapers opposing each other is quite the scene. Now imagine that you had one of these sumo wrestlers as your opponent. At times, that's the way it feels when we're trying to get ahead. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 6. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Many times, the reason we don't get ahead is because we have God as our opponent, a concept that is rarely communicated today. Now imagine God forcefully pushing against you. The truth is that you'd have a better chance of beating a sumo wrestler than you'd have of moving God out of the way. Now, why would God want to stop us from getting ahead? Simple. God opposes the proud. The problem is that we don't think that we're proud, but in God's definition of proud, we're all quite proud, actually at times arrogantly proud. If you want to know if you're proud, just look at your prayer petitions. More than likely, the vast majority of your prayers are about you, to which I also pray for my spouse, my children, and my church without ever noticing that the first word that presents their petitions is my. In other words, even when you're praying for others, it's mostly about you. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with asking God to personally bless you. The problem is not the petition, the problem is the attitude. Let's talk about humility. Humility begins when you show at least the same amount of concern for others as you have for yourself. It's when you pray for God to bless others as much as you want Him to bless you. Humility matures when you pray for God to bless every area of your life as a way to use those blessings to bless the lives of others. When we pray with a humble attitude, God not only answers our petitions, He shows us favor. And having God's favor means that He will give you more than what you think of or ask for. Actually, He will give you what you could never earn or deserve. Think about it. If you really want to get ahead in life, and if you really want God to answer your petitions, then humble yourself before God, which simply put means to put God's agenda in front of your own agenda. God's agenda is that you would value others at least as much as you value yourself. If you choose to do so, in due time, God will lift you up. That's the power of humility. Let's pray. Dear God, you first. What is it that you would have me do? I pray for blessings, yes, in every area of my life. But more importantly, I want you to bless me so that I can bless others. I know that your word teaches me to seek your kingdom first in all things. Those I need and don't even know that I need will be added. So today, I pray that you teach me to value your kingdom agenda more than I value my own personal plans. I trust that as I carry out your will, you will take care of the rest. Who is it that you need me to bless, to help, to comfort, to minister to? I don't deny that I wish to be successful in life, but being successful in my calling is paramount. Teach me humility. Teach me to love the way you love, and help me to care the way you care. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.